Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing. Online marketing. Social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
So, peeps, at the time of this recording, Christmas is over, New Year's is coming, and we're looking forward to another year. And, of course, we all have these huge goals and things that we want to accomplish, but what I want to talk to you today about is five things that I like to do that really helps me prepare and be more successful, not only at the beginning of the year, but through the year. So the first thing that I want to talk about is your books. Okay, this is your accounting system. I'm anal about doing QuickBooks and making sure that every single week on Saturday, that's the morning that I have set aside to make sure that my books are done, is that I'm balancing everything. I'm balancing my credit cards, my PayPal account, my checking accounts, my invoices. If somebody hasn't paid, I'm sending reminders. I have a time in my calendar to make sure that I'm staying on top of it. Nothing is worse than getting to the end of the year and you haven't touched your books for 3 months, 6 months, the entire year, right? I've seen people try to run their businesses out of shoeboxes. Not a great idea. Now, if you don't do it yourself and you have an accountant, get an appointment set and make sure that you get all that info in there. Because inside of your books is a whole bunch of golden nuggets. Those golden nuggets will tell you how your business did. Where were you making more money? Where weren't you making money? Where were you spending too much? What in your business is working? What in your business maybe you think is like a cornerstone, but maybe isn't? And where can you start to look forward and start planning ahead to start making a difference this coming year? Now, the second thing is get organized. And what I mean by get organized is we all have papers all over the place. I don't know about you, but I still get mostly paper bills and I file everything. So what I do the week between Christmas and New Year's is I go to Office Depot, Office Max, Staples, whatever it is, and I make sure I have enough banker's boxes and files and file tabs. And I create my new filing system for the next year. You know, the accounts that I had, I make sure that all of those are pulled out and put into a banker's box. And they'll sit in my office. And if anything new comes in, I'll file it away. I take the old stuff, take it down in the basement, put it on a shelf. I keep that other stuff at my fingertips so that if I need to look at what happened last year, I've got it, just in case. So I tend to organize all of my stuff ahead of time so I can hit the ground running the first of the year. All clean files, all the stuff from last year is sitting ready for me to start digging into. So that way I'm fully organized and I'm not spinning my wheels trying to get myself organized as I start to get busy, because starting the first week, I've got speeches, client meetings, networking, all the things that I don't have now. So I want to make sure that I use this downtime to maximize not only finishing up projects, but also finishing up organization and getting myself prepped for the next year. Number three, what I like to do is set goals. And we all like to set goals for the next year. But what I do instead of setting annual goals is I set up quarterly goals. Why do I do quarterly goals? Because they're much more measurable, much more achievable, and can be done with a lot more vim and vigor. So between January and March, meaning April 1st, I have quarterly goals. What do I want to achieve this quarter? What's going to happen? And let's face it, every quarter is different. When you start the beginning of the year, it's probably not going to be as active by the time you get to March, where people are really starting to get into their flow. And then when you get into the summertime, say July, August, September, it's vastly different than November, December, right? So when you set quarterly goals, you could say, okay, here's the goal for the quarter. Then I can break it down for each month. Here's what I'm going to do in January, in February, in March. and be realistic. And when I talk about your numbers, I go back every single year and look at the flow of how my business is done. How did I do in January? How did I do in December? I like to measure where I was the last 2 or 3 years and use that kind of as a benchmark to say, hey, you know, I think I can achieve this. I can overachieve this. I can maybe make it up here in certain services that I provide. Maybe I need to stop some services. Maybe I need to stop providing particular things that I'm doing because it's just wasting time and not making money. So setting up quarterly goals really sets you up in smaller chunks that are going to help you become much more successful over the course of that time. The next thing that you have to look at, which is number 4, is planning your marketing. So it's the same thing as the quarterly goals, but what I like to do is say, okay, what are people thinking about at the beginning of the year, right? They want to get out strong, they want to lose weight, they want to make New Year's resolutions. I mean, it's vastly different than where they are in April. So what I tend to do is look at, okay, how is my business different and how can I use a marketing calendar to lay out the kind of things that I'm going to do? Who do I need to interview for this podcast? You guys got some ideas? Let me know. I'd love to hear it. What do you want to hear about? Ask for some feedback. Figure out the things that people want to learn or that people need and market to that at least a month ahead of time. Because it's going to take a month to 3 months before people will act on a lot of the marketing that you do. So when I start marketing in January, I'm really looking at that quarterly goal and saying, okay, how can I prep people towards March where I think I can make the biggest difference? So start laying out the topics, start laying out the techniques, start laying out the tactics that you can use to grow your business over that first quarter, second quarter, third quarter, whatever it is. You want to make sure that you're really thinking about your marketing plan just like you would be thinking about your financial plan. Lay it out, act on it, and make sure that you're measuring the results of what's happening. And then finally, make relationships a priority. This year, if you didn't do it last year, get out there, network, meet people face to face, pick up the phone, have a coffee, go join some new networking groups, get out and meet people. I don't care how engaged you are online, which I am. I'm on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Google+, Pinterest, Instagram, Snapchat. They don't replace face-to-face marketing. They enhance face-to-face marketing. In my book, The Bacon System, in my book, It's Not About You, It's About Bacon, I constantly talk about relationship marketing. And relationship marketing is getting out there, and most business starts with a smile and a handshake. Does it mean that maybe later on you can send a message via Facebook, via email, whatever it is, that's going to generate some business? Yes. But it really does start with getting people to know, like, and trust you. So invest time in people. Schedule some coffees. Schedule some time to go out and meet with people and find out what their needs are, because you'll really start to hear the pulse of where people's heads are at. We're about to start a completely new year that is going to change the way that we do business, whether we like it or not. It's up to you to go out and really get to know people and feel the pulse. So those are the 5 things that I want you to take a look at. Number 1, finish your books. Keep your books in order and make sure that you're staying on top of it throughout the year. Number 2, file your papers. Get organized and ready for the upcoming year so that you can hit the ground running. Number 3, set quarterly goals. You can set all 4 quarters, but every single quarter, review the next quarter and start over again. Number 4, plan your marketing. Know what you're going to do. And number 5, get out there and invest in relationships by meeting people and shaking hands. So whether you're listening to this at the beginning of the year, the middle of the year, the end of the year, it's all great principles. If you'd like to learn more about becoming more productive, check out theproductivitybundle.com. It's a course that I've created that will help you get more organized and make the most of your time. So get busy.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.